Oh, bro, if the thing comes to me, I'm going to snag that thing.
Guard dog.
Twice.
Hold on, let me take a picture like the guys who found Saddam.
Bill played both sides of the ball in high school, dude.
True.
All-State.
You started playing defense.
Were you All-State? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
You started playing defense there. It was pretty good.
I know, I tried. What else up?
Dude, don't be deflated. You got literally stopped on like not even the 1 yard.
You finally played on the real skill level.
Yeah, even skill level.
Dude, I know I like fuck around shit, but sometimes like I'm actually like sad.
It's not fun.
I know I'm always like known as like the guy joking around and stuff, but like sometimes I like get sad.
Dude, you should all start. Right. You got you got to start a thirst trap IG. I know we talked about it 100 times.
I'd rather imagine kill myself.
Like, huh?
I'd rather
now kill you're myself. Sad? That's a good thirst trap. Just like,
dude, there's ones on there that's like a picture of their kid, like newborn, and then it's like a flashbang sound, and it's like life after my newborn died. It's like, bro.
Oh, what? Yeah.
On Instagram, dude, I swear to God.
No, they don't have those.
It's like morning, like women
social
and
media.
How about that girl doing the fucking, like, I love you TikTok to her baby in a fucking incubator?
Yeah, that had like an incubator and a nose. Yeah, that was fucked up.
What?
She does a TikTok dance, and she's like, about pointing to a baby, her baby in an incubator.
You know what's shitty when you go, when you go to whatever it's called, NICU, it's like the neonatal intensive care unit. A lot of the babies, you just don't see any parents anywhere around the whole time.
That's wild.
Like, oh man, they just people just like crap babies out, and they're on like ventilators from the beginning of their life, and like nobody comes and visits them. It's really shitty.
Either way,
what are you thankful for? What are you thankful for?
I'm so thankful that wasn't me.
Yeah.
So thankful that wasn't me.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
True.
Spade was left to die.
Yeah.
On a mountain.
Spade was born in the dock in St. Charles.
Yeah, for a little bit.
Just a little.
Yeah, just a little bit.
For a minute. For a second. We're all orphans for a second.
Yeah.
That's what Mother Teresa was doing with like people who were dying. She would just have a whole fucking thing of just people dying on towels.
That's fucking sick.
That was her shit.
The beach.
What?
Is that the
like
beach?
A trip to the beach?
It's your beach day. Everyone's in Calcutta. Yeah, dude, don't sleep on the don't sleep on the nuns. Almighty. Nuns are a central part of the church.
People I saw two on my way, and I said, "Sister, you can go ahead of me."
You saw a nun?
Really? Yeah, I had a goat fourth grade teacher named Sister Elizabeth.
Nuns, dude, I was like, "I'm gonna rip backflips here. It's fucking scary there because it's just like little squares next to each other."
Yeah,
I thought I was like, "I'm gonna do a misty flip into the fucking foam pit, dude." No such.
What's
thing.
A misty flip?
When you
misty flips like a half a backflip
at the same time. Imagine doing a 360 in the air and flipping.
I can't.
Misty flip.
I literally can't.
It's a misty.
That's crazy.
Is if you ever like try to do a flip in front of your boys and pussy out, you're like, oh, that was a misty flip. I fucking misty flip. Like, I'm going to do a flip.
You were hitting flips into the pool for up until recently,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I was doing the gainer, yeah.
Did you retire or are you still? Are you
I back? Said I retired it and I pulled it back
out. You mentioned
out.
Retirement. You're like Tom Brady.
Exactly.
Yes. You retired from the gainers. You said, I still got one more.
I was gauging myself. I was like, am I truly getting old yet? And I'd rip the gainer. And
your
like,
family
nah.
was like, you got to spend more time with us. You can't keep playing doing gainers. You're like, what do you think got us our fucking house? What do you think got us everything? These fucking gainers.
Dude. It was sick. The day I watched my cousin do it, and I was like, it was like, no, there's no possible way I can do that. And he was like, dude, just do it.
Yeah.
And I jumped up in the air and threw my head back, paused, and was just kind of like... And for real, it was pretty cool. It's like, damn, dude, I can jump up there and do a backflip.
I was in the gainer club.
You were in a gainer club?
Yeah, I did it.
You guys are mermen.
I mean, when you're a little kid, I've seen you, I've witnessed it. I'm certain you can. I was also, I thought I was doing everything. I just must have looked like a fucking idiot.
Man,
I for sure, I was like,
I mean,
do,
dude,
I
skateboarded.
Easily do flips.
Yeah. I skateboarded
I would do them all
for
the
4 years.
Just land straight on my back or stomach. People would be concerned. They'd be like, are you all right? I'd be like, wow, I just did a flip.
I did a fucking flip. Are you all right?
That's all I did. I skateboarded for 3 years. I never did anything but an ollie.
It's pretty
really?
Good, dude.
Yeah, you can do anything. So
I would drop in on like little half pipes, and if I had to go down steps, I wouldn't ollie the steps. I would just go fast enough and raise the front of my skateboard down, and just like my tails would hit the bottom, and then that was a good three set.
That's good. I didn't know you were a skater boy.
Oh, yeah, we were all skater.
They
boys.
Would never let me skate.
Yeah, we wouldn't let me skate. We used to build ramps. I didn't let you skate.
You guys were like, yeah, they were like
bro,
FDR.
Bro, I could have you flown and getting busted.
What?
If you fell and hurt yourself, it was on my ass,
you'd
dude.
Be in trouble.
They no, dude, trouble. I would go for it, too. They would have skate competitions.
You might be forgetting one of your cries, man.
What do you mean?
You might be forgetting one of your cries.
Bro, I would
dude,
never,
I have
never
a,
cry
I have
skating.
A fucking, I have a photograph of
water
me.
Water would
so
run down
pussy.
Your cheek, like a tear would come out, but it's not crying.
Dude, that's so pussy. You weren't, I mean, I'm not being a dick. You weren't good at skateboarding, so you'd be like, Bill, get out of here.
I know I was a kid, bro.
Yeah, but still, dude, you could have hurt yourself.
They didn't tell that to Tony Hawk. They let him skate the bowls.
We had a ramp like this fucking high. We're going on.
It was a 4x4 and a piece of plywood.
It's too high.
And then they had one rail that they would sit there and they would have sessions on it all night.
I didn't want the skate
life. No one would grind it.
I didn't want the skate life for you, dude.
I fucking love skating.
What stopped you? You should have stopped.
I literally could only ollie.
Could you hit a kickflip?
You suck at skateboarding.
No, I could heel flip.
I was good enough to be able to like drop it on half pipes, but I couldn't do anything.
I could 180 on a curb, 50-50 grind it, and 180 off. That was my biggest trick.
That's fucking so sick.
That was my biggest trick.
You could shove it and stuff. That's easy.
Shove it, yeah. That was all day.
I was a manualer.
Where are your pussy appointments?
Now you're talking my language.
Yeah, no, I don't like it. It freaks me the fuck out.
You don't want to have pussy appointments?
No, Instagram, all that shit just freaks me out, man.
I hear you.
I don't like being out there.
True.
It just makes me feel weird.
But dude, just get out there for 2 seconds.
Let one of the babes take a look at you.
Just go.
I also just want you on there just so I can send you Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
True. I just love sending them Lord of the Rings. That rules.
Yeah, if you don't follow anyone, it's actually, you don't have anything really to look at except the ads will get you. They got me.
The ads? What do you mean?
Bills is nothing.
They just have ads
for really
cool shit.
Oh, yeah.
Everything you're talking
about. Bills is just girls.
Hand up. I mean,
for real?
Can't put a set of huge ones in front of me. And
you being honest?
Want me to click it.
Billy, he just made a pretty big accusation about you.
It's not an accusation. He showed it to me.
Yeah, 100% honest.
He's being honest.
I'm destroyed by Instagram with huge tits. Girls with no names with huge tits. Not really? Famous ones. Yeah. It's a fucking legitimate problem.
Fake real?
What?
Fake real?
Nats, bro.
Usually now. He showed me in the car.
Really?
No enhancements?
Literally just girls with giant fat tits.
Really?
Yeah. They rule.
That'll get you.
All Bill's shit is just how to restore 20-year-old truck and tits.
Fuck.
And bodybuilders.
And bodybuilders. Yeah. There are a lot of
men's physique.
Awesome.
I mean, that's what I'm into right now.
I heard you're in a whole body right now.
Whole body workout?
Yeah, whole body workout.
Yeah, it's pretty good. We got to switch it up a little bit. Stop trying to do bodybuilding stuff because I'm 32 now and Spade's 42. We just can't do that.
Damn.
Because guys like us, we're natural.
Yeah.
You're the same age as my wife.
Really?
I like that.
Nice.
Yo, dude.
Yes.
You're the same age as Brittany, dude. That's crazy.
I know. It's crazy what that does.
What? Young babes?
Yeah.
You a fan?
Yeah. I'm a sweet new bio myself.
It's vampiric.
Yeah, it's fun. I'm telling you. Set up a landing page. Don't even look at it. Billy can manage it.
Yeah.
Start putting cool stuff up there. I'm begging you to get back cool in the picks. Art world. I'm begging him, dude, to get back.
Nah,
in the
I'm just getting myself together.
Don't even look at it.
Being away for that long messed me up. I went. I had a cool pool lesson with Earl Strickland, and it changed my life. So all I want to do right now is just practice on my pool, working out.
Think about posting your pool videos.
I could. That'd be sick, but dude, I mean, I'm not that good.
You should just wear a GoPro and fucking film your pool videos.
But, pool videos? Dude, please create beautiful works of art, dude.
I'm just, right now, step one's just my show. We got to keep the show going.
Heard that.
Yeah.
Pod.
Same with you,
get
bro.
Good sleep.
Gym.
Sleep's tough. I don't sleep
try
very
to stay
well.
Positive. Yeah, my buddy Ricky said.
Bars.
Yeah, my buddy Ricky said if you have a kid, you just stop sleeping.
Huh?
If you have a kid, you just stop sleeping.
You do. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
And then you get used to it. Then you start to. I saw a lady.
Your old dad. I have so much rage, dude.
Yeah,
I know. You got big. You look good.
That'd be nice to be like cameras on now. Now I'm gonna beat your ass, dude.
Bum fights,
dude. If you record yourself, dude, you should record yourself having duels across Europe.
You should have fought for the honor of his children. You should say, if I win, I get them. Then
I was imagining throwing down steps and stuff.
Really? You're thinking bad things?
Yeah, dark stuff. Couldn't imagine what goes on up here.
He invited it, dude. He did invite it on himself. You should have dueled him.
It should have just been like full out hockey, like drop everything and go.
Yeah,
drop
those.
Throw your GoPro down and go.
That's why I was laughing when he was saying he's screaming in the little girl's face. Like, that would have been hilarious.
True.
I don't even like you. You're not even hot to me. You're going to probably be hot eventually, but no. It's not even what I'm into right now.
That's like to kiss your father. You should have fucking started.
That's not a party.
No,
that is not a party.
What?
Getting accused of being a chomo in public.
No, dude. In another country, too, they could
have
fucking...
Literally just have a camera on my chest. What the fuck do you want to do? What do you want me to do?
That is wild as fuck, though.
Yeah.
That's like bums seeing drones.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? If you just see a dude on a public transportation wearing a camera vest, I'd be like, what are you, a fucking child rapist?
Why do you look like that? Out, you
what are you, the worst thing I can think of? Yeah.
Yeah, well, actually, in fact, sir, I am. My intention is to film your children.
I would never touch them. There's a minor attracted person.
It's actually legal. We are in public. I'm filming your kids.
Yeah, like the Black Panther party used to do it. They used to film the police. They used to film the police, yeah. Or like,
they used to have parties.
They squirrel busted the police?
Huh?
They squirrel busted the police?
They used to just watch them from like 10 feet away and be like, we are allowed to watch you. They were the first dudes on YouTube to be like, I know my rights, sir. You cannot pull me over.
Sovereign citizens?
Yeah. That is the tightest YouTube hole.
Oh, my God. You can watch it forever.
Sir, I do not have to roll down my window to talk to you. This is enough for me. Thank you, sir. Please give me my paperwork.
It pisses me off so much.
Dude, they're so funny. Hoster presents himself in court.
I know. I usually am not supportive, but then I see a dude being like, actually, no. I'm like, beat his ass, dude. I'm a cop. Pulls his ass out of the car. They do. The cops spaz and yank him out of cars and shit.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
There's certain states, I'm pretty sure this is true, where you can like technically try to pull a cop over. There's certain states, if you pull up on a cop, they have to pull over. You can pull them over and be like, I just want to check to make sure like you guys are who you say you are.
They work for us. You can audit them.
Huh?
You can audit a cop.
Yeah, you can pull them over and then you can be like, I'm a...
You have to be a fucking psycho.
Wait.
You're allowed to.
You can pull them over and be like, what's your badge number? What's this? And you're like, can I call your... And then I think you can like verify that they're who they say they are or something. That's important. Pretty tight.
There's a lot of dudes who roll around with, like, fucking the lights. And they have regular, like, yellow and white ones. And then every now and then, the cops will pull in, like, let me check it all. And it's, like, red and blue. It's, like, why do you have this? Like, oh, I do, like, stuff. I'm, like, a contractor. I do stuff on my own. It's, like, you're not allowed to have this. There's just dudes over there pretending to be cops.
That'd be fun to do. That's a nice job. Auditing that cops is. If you're retired would be nice.
Hitting the lights on people, occasionally you're going to get a high-speed chase. Dude. Somebody's going to run when you hit those lights. Then that's a fun night.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And you just don't even chase them.
Dude, I'm telling you, I thought about being a cop for so long.
You would be a brutal cop.
I'd be tough. I'd be cool.
You'd be cop.
I'd be fair.
Matt, it's consensus. You would not. You'd be a brutal cop.
I'd be fair.
You're allowed to be a brutal cop. Don't worry.
Dude, I'd be so fair.
You would be like The Wire.
I'd be so chill.
McNulty, bro.
Now, yeah, you couldn't stay away from the grease. You'd be a dirty cop within like 3 years.
I would be a dirty cop. Yeah. I remember hearing about...
You'd be a dirty cop right away.
God, it'd be so bad. Yeah,
there's got to be a way to make some money.
Dude, I remember hearing about... They used to do these things in Baltimore. They're called backpack pops. If they see a dude with a school bag, they would go, boop, boop. The same thing. Like, if he would... Like, they would throw the backpack down and run. They would just take it, confiscate their drugs. But there was a guys in Philly that were just going through, like, convenience stores and just fucking be like, give us money.
Nice.
They're fully just extorting them. Just like, yo, pay us.
It's pretty much what... That's what people spaz out and say cops are.
What?
They just do that shit all the time.
No, they don't, dude.
I'm a thin blue. I got their six. So it's like, I'm with cops.
You're with cops?
I had their six until they gave me a speeding ticket in Arizona.
That's literally all it takes.
Those big fucks.
Was it state troopers or was it?
I don't know. Was it? No, it was Yuma County. Motherfucker got me. Motherfucker.
Took that 310.
What? I don't know what it was, dude. It was so straight and long, pause. And I was like, just driving down the whole time. And you lose yourself. The cop sped away.
You lost yourself?
Yeah, in the music and the moment. Fucking, I'm driving down, and this dude's hiding behind a cliff.
Yeah.
And then he got you.
He brake checked you. He warned you, and then you got caught.
Yeah. Brake checking someone on the highway? It's like, dude.
How much was the ticket?
$400.
Damn.
How fast were you going?
I was in a Dodge Durango, so I think I was targeted.
Probably.
That's actually an undercover cop car.
Yeah, but that's why I kept telling Spade the whole time we were driving. I saw a cop, I had a six. And then they fucking pulled me over. I should have ran an audit on him.
You should have.
Yeah, I watch videos where they do audit. They walk journalists walk in and start auditing people. It's nuts. It's all in the whole YouTube hole or TikTok hole or whatever of... busting pedos, stealing valor, all this
true.
Shit. Yeah.
Tricky question.
That is a tricky question, Bill, and I'm glad you brought that up because it is, and I was being a little insensitive.
Yeah, sure. But I really, at some point, the white pussies have to go by the wayside and let white
they'll get into something else. Come back.
True. It could be time for the white bees to rise that would be, up.
Dude. If I had five years left in my life where like shit just went back to normal, I'd be like, what's gay? No way. That is pretty fucking retarded. Just in a deathbed, rocking in a chair.
Yo, nice. Don't touch the catheter. Can I please? Can't touch the catheter. Have a fucking.
Have a Mounters, please. That's just pussy.
The doctor comes in.
Yo, what's up, pussy? sir, we're gonna have you removed. Get out of here. You shouldn't have said pussy. You shouldn't have said gay.
That is,
we're not offering you healthcare anymore.
I can't get over about getting angry and shit like that. It's like hearing someone, like being out
hearing
the dinner.
Hearing a bad word and being upset.
Dude, there's
being
a lot
out
of
the
dudes.
Dinner and someone said something bad, you're just like, you just go eating a Cobb salad. It's like, bro, chill. Like, just mind your fucking business.
It's, but it's girl brain. You're like, you're taking on girl brain because you're like, that's going
to
piss my
If you're out to dinner, though, also, you are in girl. I went to the, we both had a nice magical weekend where we went to the theater.
True.
Both of them, Matthew and I happened to both, and see, he's cultured already.
You dropped your marbles.
But you heard that. Yeah. A little squeaky, dude. Legs crossed, squeaker. Pew. A little buzzer beater. Matthew and I both had very cultured experiences at the theater. Matt saw Hamilton.
I was on Broadway.
Dude, that's the worst.
Say it, Matt flew to New York to go see Hamilton on Broadway.
The rapping?
I'll say, the beginning, I will say, I'll be
so
honest.
So gay.
You know, here's the thing. You go in, the beginning is just a never-ending Macklemore song. It's
I'll
just
take
like,
your word for it.
Rap. Please, dude, you almost went to fucking, you know where, dude. Get the hell out of
Disney World. I told you I wasn't going to go.
You almost went, though.
They almost. I got out on a technicality.
You got out on the wildest technicality. You got out on the funniest possible technicality. Yeah.
Here's the thing. I'm just collecting experience at this point. I have a totally open mind.
I agree. Yeah. Matt, I've just had to take the opportunity to mock you for that.
So it was anyway, pretty funny. Hamilton?
I knew the day was coming anyway. I knew how my days were numbered, dude. So you get, here's a question.
You evaded that for a long ass time.
What? Hamilton?
Yeah. Whose idea was that?
My friend Wes's. He set it up. I'll be here's the thing. I had a good time. Dude, I went in there. I had a good time.
Don't you fuckers.
Did he bring his boyfriend?
Huh? Yeah. Dude, wow. Bro,
that's on, gay.
Wow, dude.
I've really been jonesing to see Hamilton.
It was a great production. You never hear his name.
Yeah, he needs some sleep. He
is
him.
So wretched.
Come
to New York and let's see Hamilton.
You're being wretched.
Dude. I'll be honest. Oh, I went in there. I said, I'm not looking forward to this play because I saw the beginning of it on TV with Brittany. And I was just like, dude, I can't do this.
Yeah. It's the worst.
How long did you last? I might have gotten 2 minutes on
it.
HBO.
Was honestly about four
it was
minutes.
Fucking
she,
insane.
She kept stopping and looking at my face and she paused it. She's like, what? And I was like, this fucking
this
sucks.
Is bothering. It's making me
what
angry.
Do we got to do about it?
Then oh, you, go, I thought you went to it.
Then you go to the theater. Here's the thing. You go to the theater. Dude, you get a pint. They give you a pint of wine, and you just sit there, and you slowly start to sip it. Then they stop rapping at a certain point, and then it's just beautiful songs. And I was crying towards the end of it. I'm not gonna lie.
Damn, dude.
They killed his son, dude.
The woke mind virus.
He told him to fucking shoot his gun, and that was a beautiful message. He said, "Shoot your gun into the sky. Don't shoot the other guy. You shouldn't take human life." And he did it, and the guy just was like, "Pop!" Shot his son, killed him. Then Hamilton goes to do his final duel against fucking Burr. What's his face, Burr. Hamilton put his gun to the sky and Burr smoked him, dude.
Just like, that was easy.
He did, for real.
Burr didn't give a fuck.
And towards the end, they do have beautiful songs. Oh, I am a sucker for musicals.
I didn't know Hamilton didn't try to shoot him.
Unless they just added that for flair.
Zero white pussies if there's duels.
Yeah,
not
true.
Saying we got to bring him back. Just
Matt, I was making fun. I also attended the theater,
dude.
Which
it was.
I saw Book of Mormon, which is, I swear to God, one of the hardest I've ever come.
It was good.
What?
No, I laughed. I was laughing. I was crying laughing.
Laugh out loud.
I
funny.
Was so happy.
Lols.
I was in the gay. When you go to the gay theater, it feels good.
It's awesome, dude. I'm
genuinely,
dude,
I told you sit there I and like you go, plays. This is nice.
Plays are good.
I know it sounds good. Also, it's Book of Mormon. It was literally a live South Park episode.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. Hamilton, if you guys don't cry at Hamilton, I'll give it up to you. At the very end,
I saw.
Hey, man, Guardians almost got me. So
Guardians almost wrecked me in Spade one seat away.
Guardians. Every single
we were in the theater. If I was at my house,
we were front row
it.
In the theater. Yeah,
that's me and Spade were fucking chilling. We couldn't do that.
I was third row on Broadway, not bragging.
I bought fake tickets for the balcony on SeatGeek, and then I got there, and then we didn't even have a balcony. I was like, "Fuck, dude,
where'd you sit?"
We got in the middle in the orchestra. Yeah,
dude, I'm telling you, man, it was very beautiful. The song, the music, the songs kill me.
See, we're just not cultured. You know,
no, it's just music, dude. You don't need to be cultured to listen to music. You guys are just preventing yourselves. This is a
I like plays.
This is a blockage.
Reverse.
I like plays.
Good little reverse. That was good jujitsu.
This is a blockage. What would fucking the guy who died from coffee think about this?
I saw the Ebenezer Scrooge, but
and now ground and pound, dude. Now he's ground and pound. He's in full mount.
You know, the block is that's what they talk about in the Twin Flames thing. That's a cult mentality.
No, it's heavy emotional.
The block is a fucking...
Here's the thing with repression. It's not that your mind gets rid of it. You got to spend all that energy holding the lid
anything,
on tight, dude.
Like porn.
Exactly. I'm still making a point.
I've been able to like draw a nude.
That's what I mean. It's bordering Charlie Hebdo.
You can draw some nudes.
Oh, yeah. I'm just thinking about it. You're talking about pictures. Like,
you ever get a pic? Do you ever see yourself when Uber Eats takes a picture of you?
Oh,
that's a fucked up situation, dude.
I have a holding the bag
like a big game hunter.
That is tough.
Third time today.
Quesadilla and two burritos, please.
Let me see if I can find one.
Oh, wait, they keep them in there? Yeah. Fuck, dude, I must have a gallery. Insane gallery. There. Woke up Saturday, just hurt. And I was like, fuck, I got to go back to that again. Then, you get there, you get a couple subs, you get, oh, shit, Boss and the Lumineers are going to be on there.
What's the difference between being on stage with you just doing stand-up comedy and live music? That has to be, better.
It was the most uncomfortable I've ever been. Bro,
were you drunk?
Even watching it from the...
No, I wasn't like hammered yet.
Dude, that's like going to a wedding and being like, come on, get on the dance floor.
Times fucking 90 million and everyone else has a guitar and can just go
air guitar,
like this.
Bro, you have to.
I hit an air guitar for about 5 seconds and then most of the time stood completely upright with my hand in my pocket while everyone else was dancing. It was fucking, it was crazy.
You just keep getting in these situations.
People were saying out there too early.
What's that?
They sent you out there too early.
So early, dude. I was up there for 8 minutes.
There was like two solos before you. It was like two guys like wailing on like a banjo.
But at one point, I was just like facing out away from the. You ever see that?
You like Jim Morrison?
Did you ever see the Dutch national team soccer team where they have like special needs kids?
Yeah.
And then there's a bro with Downs in front going.
Yeah.
I was literally doing that. I was standing on the edge of the stage by myself just going. Whoa, look at all this. And then I turned around and it was Bruce Springsteen was right behind me playing a guitar and he was like, yeah. And I was for real like, oh, yeah.
They do just holding thing. Back throw up.
I was literally like, I got people were, my friends were down there like, dance. I could see my friends like, you got to do something.
You should just start air humping.
They started asking security. They're like, can somebody get him off stage?
You're vibe killer?
He's scared, my friends. They're like, he's fucked up. We got to get him out of there.
I would fucking melt, dude.
It was, yeah, hold on. I'll show you a fucking video of it. I guess after. You can literally see me going.
I always thought about that because like I'll watch videos like Stevie Ray Vaughan perform and like, so stand up must feel cool when like you go out and everyone like fucking freaks out. But if you're ripping through a solo on cocaine, I don't think there's a feeling that comes anywhere fucking close to that.
No, dude.
just me. That was me the entire time.
Oh my God, bro. It's kind of sick though.
Yeah. I mean, it was the coolest shit possible, but awesome.
Then you went home and watched Star Wars and cried.
The next day I watched Star Wars and cried, dude.
You're there's nothing allegations on you, dude.
The allegations are strong.
I want someone to just make a highlight tape of you meeting Aaron Judge going out on stage and everything.
It's getting worse.
Here comes the boom.
Autism is for real getting significantly worse.
I just don't know what to do in those situations.
And everyone else has a guitar. Also, you think you know the words to the song until you get on that stage.
Oh, no.
And you go, I have no idea where I am. Everyone else has headphones so they can hear where you're at in the song. I had nothing. I was just up there like...
They want you to sing?
Yeah, you have to sing the one part of it. But then they would be like, come on, jump in and sing the whole...
Just the wrong lip sync is the greatest move you can pull.
I had nothing but wrong lip syncs the entire time, dude. It was so bad.
You got it to Ashley Simpson dance.
And then they had earphones so they could hear me singing. And dudes would be like, all right, man, take it easy. I was screaming.
They just hear you breathing.
Screaming.
Yeah, that's fucking... I've had that a lot lately.
I got hungover and emotional this yesterday.
Did you cry?
I was close, and it was the most embarrassing part. Dude, Revenge of the Sith with Padme saying, I love you. I can't go with you. And I was on the couch going... I was like, this is really good acting. Natalie Portman's like really good.
Yeah, I don't know why. I just have been like, I don't know if it's like 5G or I'm just becoming softer.
It's 5G. Dude.
It's not killing 5G. Our testosterone. I don't know. Maybe Reggie and Steve are just making me soft, but I see shit now and I'm just like, fuck.
Yeah.
Your dogs are making you soft?
Yeah.
Yeah, you love your dogs. You love Reggie and Stevie.
Wow. I'll kill for them. I get fucking destroyed by Puerto Ricans every time I take him out of the day. Oh my God, Kaylinda!
I had to revisit when Zeus was dying and I was crying. I go, what's going to happen, man? And you're like, you're just going to get up. It's going to be another day, dude. What's your problem?
I was a kid, man.
Yeah, you were a little fucking dickhead.
I was just having fun.
A few years ago, you were a little hard ass.
How would you feel if you were me?
If I was constantly getting fucked with, and my best pal's dog was dying?
I'd say we got to get over this. Obviously, it's sad. I gave him some days to grieve. I don't want to think about them fucking dying. I think about everyone dying. And just fucking her destroyed
against me. It's nice, dude. Sith fucking rules.
Yes. When Obi-Wan goes to get him on a wild planet, that's fucking tough.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Or use Blizz's mic. That might be easier.
Oh, yeah. Blizz's.
Yeah, Blizz's. Anytime Spade starts talking, just put it in his face. Pause.
You said Bill's Anakin?
Bill's Anakin, dude.
Are you Yoda or Obi?
I want to be Obi.
He claims Obi so
small,
hard.
I'm small.
You have to be Yoda, though.
Small like Yoda.
Fucking dude. Trump got fucking endorsed by Musk full-throated. Yeah,
that was rough. Where'd he do it?
That's what he said. He's like, Elon Musk supports me full-throated.
Trump dog's starting to say some wild stuff, bro.
He's getting old.
He's getting old.
He's getting real old. That's what my mom hit that shit where it was... I just like that the speech he did with all the black chicks and said they were 35 minutes late. Amazing. And he was just like, mom's like, I just like him because he just doesn't give a crap. It's like, yeah, mom, I agree. He's a real renegade.
That's what I want out of a president.
Obviously, dude, Walls is a fucking freak.
I don't know anything about Walls.
Bill Hader, hate him. Dude. Stolen Valor. Guy like you here, Stolen Valor?
I could never.
Stolen Valor. It's a felony. And then merch. Harris Walls merch is like tree camo.
Yeah, real tree.
Yeah.
the non-binaries are trying to take real tree back. Mossy Oak and real tree is like in their fucking gear now. That's only for guys like us.
It's only for hunters like us.
Yeah, I've never shot a rifle.
It's only for blue-collar hunters.
We're
like
in tree camo holding up the Uber Eats.
If I have
that pussy crying during Revenge of the Sith, fucking Uber Eats.
I would make a face like I took a shot if I had to cut a deer. It's like,
I'd be very sad, dude.
It's fucking gross.
It is gross.
It's disgusting.
It's fucking disgusting.
When they're hanging
in a garage gutting a deer.
And they're like, dude, it's great beef jerky. And the beef jerky has like beef fucking hair. Sucks, fucking Wild Bill's beef jerky is good as shit.
We had a guy when I worked at a car dealership, once a week during deer season, he would bring in deer. Like, he'd bring in like a crock pot of like a
stew. Isn't there like a nuclear plant near you too?
Yeah, there's
just
a mile out.
Just the worst beef jerky on the planet.
Jammed. Everyone's jammed.
Just deer with six heads.
Yeah.
I was just talking to a dude about that. He was like, he lives in the one up near like Levittown or some shit. And I was like, bro, do you just like fucking stare at that thing and just wait for it to pop?
Yeah, it's fun to stare at.
But like, dude, that's fucking scary.
Every time
I cross
that bridge, I stare at it. I go, oh, 3 mile out. I get excited every time. I say, ooh, the mighty Susquehanna.
That's whoa, every time me and Spades.
Every time I drive over, I go, the mighty Susquehanna.
The mighty Susquehanna. It is mighty, dude.
It's fucking
big.
Huge.
It's big and mighty.
I like big rivers.
there's no denying a good big river.
What do you think about the axe, bro? Fully modded Telecaster. No. Leave it up there. It's not in tune.
Dude, full. Come off when you get to the.
Yeah, sneakers on the
depends
beach.
Depends how hot the sand is.
Sauce as hell. We going? We rolling? Oh my motherfucking god!
Christopher O'Connor.
Wait, the turn.
Off on the wrong foot.
Huh?
he thinks I'm mad at him for his sneakers on the beach.
Sneakers on the beach is weird.
Beezer's literally the only white guy I've ever seen. I bet.
Unless you're
actually
a local.
My cousin Frank did it.
Yeah,
he wore sneakers on the beach.
All of us has one like video game cousin who would not go, who played video games at the beach the whole time, and then he'd come down at like 5 p.m. in sneakers, and you'd be like, bro, what are you doing? You're not coming to the arcade with me, dude.
That's the beach, dude.
Yeah, sneakers on the beach.
Are you a sneakers on the beach guy?
Yeah, a lot of, you know, because I.
That's so dumb.
How many times do you unexpectedly go to the beach?
When did you surprise go to the beach?
It's not that I prefer it.
Did you surprise go to the beach?
I feel like the last time I was at the Dany Improv, I got surprised with the beach trip. I didn't really know how close is going to be the beach. So then I have sneakers on the beach.
Don't you take?
I just got to get this in before you guys attack me.
I'm not yelling. You're yelling, dude. I'm a fucking
bro. And then I don't have sandals. I don't like have sandals a lot.
Yeah, but you take your shoes off, leave them at the top, and you roll your pant legs up, and you walk on your bare feet in the beach.
I mean, if I'm really missing the sand and it's a partly cloudy day, I'll do it. But if it's if the sun's been baking and you get there kind of late.
They got sand issues for the rest of your life.
You are. No, I have a special walk.
No, for real. If you're in hot sand, if you dig your feet under the surface sand, you can get through.
Yeah, that helps.
When you go down to the beach in shoes, you're literally crushing the vibe.